Jill Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
I love crows.
Me too.
All right. Tell me about them.
Okay. Yeah, I think they get a bad rap. I'm not exactly sure. Well, I suppose because in agricultural areas, they get a lot of accusations about crop destruction. I think some of that's been sort of proven to be a little bit exaggerated, shall we say. So maybe that just kind of spreads through the culture and that's how that happens. Because especially here, we don't really have very many crows. And of course, they're part of this family of birds that are known for their tremendous intelligence, adaptive capacity, problem solving. They're just right up there. Yeah, so they're smaller than a raven, but a lot of people get them confused. They are considerably smaller. They have a much finer bill. Ravens have a real shaggy kind of mane, almost rough around their neck, and their tails are a little bit different shaped. Crows are really nicely rounded, straight on the side, and then nicely rounded at the end. Ravens are more squared, ridged at the end, a little hard to pick out, but it's really size. Once you've seen them a bunch, then I think it gets easier. And they act similar. And of course, some of the things that we all are probably aware of is that they're quick to call out the owls or a mob, a soaring eagle, or play with, tease, poke at a bear even. I mean, wolves, I imagine if there are times when they interact, say down along the highway or something, I'm sure they pull that kind of stuff on just about anything. They would on us.
Yeah. And ravens.
Yes. Yeah.
They love to pick on ravens.
Oh, yes, sure. They're non-discriminating. They're picking on whatever it is. They're extremely social. They are actually cooperative breeders. So the young ones that we're seeing now and the fledglings and the birds that we see every year that are just coming into their own will be yearlings, so to speak, by next year. They will postpone oftentimes their breeding for 2 or 3 years. And during that time, they are with their family of origin and helping to raise the young of that year.
So it makes them better parents, I would think.
Well, the whole thing helps everybody. Of course, your success is much improved if you have multiple adults or sub-adults, non-breeding adults going around and foraging and watching over and mobbing any threat and so on. And then, yes, they get their own experience with seeing how it's done, what works, what doesn't, how to be successful. So, yeah, so they're social in that way. They're also social in the sense that the non-breeding adults and yearlings roost together as a group. They find a place to roost together typically. So they also, like we're all familiar with in terms of ravens, they too have a very wide vocal range and identified set of vocalizations. They are a songbird. The song is that series of loud caws that probably everyone's heard. But they also have a song that is completely different from that and is a series of rattles and clicks and other soft calls that they string together in kind of a rambling way, improvisational way. And that's also recognized as one of their songs that but breeding pairs in particular do back and forth. Beyond the song or songs, they have calls. So calls up to 20 have been identified as being used to communicate various kinds of instructions or alert calls or a wide range of different calls that they use to tell each other what's going on and to make plans. So they use a particular call to alert whoever's around that, there's a problem, or to say, come on, we got to go after this eagle or whatever it is that's an apparent threat or perceived threat. So they also are very communicative with different calls along those lines. And then they also are able to actually, within a family group, an extended family group, they recognize distinctly individual calls, and they listen for and respond to distress calls made from those individuals whose voices they recognize. So they're very in tune through their voices to each other and to their groups, their related groups. So they're full of lots of skills that help them to be as adaptive as they are in environments of lots of different kinds, but particularly in our urban, suburban, exurban kind of situations. And so that's part of what makes them so successful. It also helps that they're omnivores. They eat just about anything. So that'll take you a long way in this world. There's also been some really good documentation of their memories, including remembering individual human faces, and particularly humans that have been identified as not being particularly kind. They will remember and teach other ravens to recognize that face as a person to avoid and stay away from, not accept something from, for instance, or just to steer clear of. So if you have crows that hang around where you are often, they undoubtedly pay attention to recognizing who you are to some degree, even if you're not feeding them or being mean to them in some way. So these are very smart birds. They also use experiences within the group. So let's say there is a predator that gets a raven in a group of ravens. So mobbing is something people, they go after, they mob. But oftentimes, if they witness what's going on, or even if they don't, if they just find a dead member of their group, they all go down and gather around it. And the thinking is that they're trying to figure out what happened, because they want to know, was this a fox? Is it still around? And if they identify who the culprit was, who the predator was, and it's still there, then they instantly are on it and trying to make it an unpleasant place for that particular predator to be. So they're definitely motivated by learning new things, different things. Wow. Yeah, full of great skills and really fun to watch interact with each other and with the rest of their world.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thank you so much for talking to us about crows today.
You're welcome.